This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And you have Mark.
And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves here. That's the point of the show. Still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to be telling us about something involving an NPR host or an NPR production person, or I'm not sure who, but there's been some sex allegations, or not sex, what is it exactly?
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment, but you're saying it's not actually sexual harassment, whatever
it
was.
I don't know if it's sexual harassment, I wouldn't say that at all.
You made it sound like it wasn't sexual harassment.
No, I want to talk about it.
All right, so we're going to get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, of course, welcome. Vincent, you and I both had the same story here tonight about Catalonia, the latest in the secession movement, which has been developing over the last, well, I mean, it's been developing over years, but it really got hot over the last couple of months with a October 1st, I think it was, vote that was held in Catalonia, which is the most kind of the wealthiest region of Spain, where the voters there voted 90% to leave the Spanish government, to exit from Spain. And, of course, the Spanish government wanted nothing to do with that. They are quite upset. They brought in police in cruise ships, two full cruise ships loaded with cops, brought out armed cops into the streets and literally tried to prevent people from voting. They tried to, and did, steal millions of ballots. They blocked off and barricaded doors to voting locations, but yet people were able to still go to various different locations to vote. And they voted for independence. Now, of course, the Spanish government is saying it was a, not legitimate votes. They aren't recognizing it. They aren't going to recognize any kind of legitimate path to secession. They just don't believe in it.
They're doing, some are calling it like rebellion or sedition.
Oh, you better believe they are. In fact, they're looking to file charges, rebellion and sedition charges, against Catalonia's leaders. According to the Los Angeles Times, Catalonia's ousted president has traveled now to Brussels. He has escaped from the country,
okay,
where he's been offered asylum because Spanish authorities, so-called, said Monday, after indicating that prosecutors were filing charges against him and other regional leaders related to their Declaration of Independence that they made last week. So they had originally, had said they were going to declare independence, but put it on hold with the intention of having another conversation with the Spanish government. So the Catalan leaders were going to meet once again with the Spanish leaders to try to hammer some sort of agreement out. But the Spanish people, the Spanish government, they're not interested in that. They're interested in having complete control. They're interested in having nobody leave the, whatever you want to call it, their union or state of Spain, the nation of Spain. They are not interested in negotiation. So given that, the Catalonian government decided, all right, well, we'll just go ahead and fully declare independence and go our own way. See ya. And now they're coming after them. Now the Spanish government's coming after the Catalan leaders. Spanish prosecutors in Madrid said they were asking judges for rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement charges against Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont and others who were dismissed by Spain's central government. Puigdemont and a majority of Catalonia's parliament declared independence on Friday, but the Spanish government then fired them under a special constitutional provision and then called for new regional elections December 21st. The provision they're talking about here, I believe, is Article 155, if I'm recalling correctly, which gives the Spanish government the ability to essentially take total control over a certain area. The Catalonian region had what was called autonomy, supposedly.
Well, it was more autonomous than most places, yeah.
And they've now stripped any level of autonomy out of it legally and have said, well, we're just going to impose direct rule over the Catalonian region.
Yeah, so Your position and my position on Catalonia kind of differ here.
Really?
I think that the Catalans were largely playing a game. And that game was, what higher level of autonomy can we get from Spain without having to do all the work of being a real independent nation?
Why would you say that? I mean, they've been pushing for total secession over there, and it's been a huge
popular movement.
When you
say they, are you generalizing the entire population of a region?
90% of them in the vote voted to secede, not just do some little, we want a little more autonomy thing.
The vote that told people who didn't want the secession that this was a fake vote and shouldn't go vote? I mean, come on, you know this well as I do. That vote is nearly completely worthless in the realm.
Anybody was free to show up and vote in that election.
Except that there were cops doing, somersault jumps on people's heads.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Okay, so that vote, let's dismiss that vote as from the realm of
fact. You still have hundreds of thousands of people in the streets protesting for secession. That's a secession movement. That's not a, we want a little bit more authority.
I'm not sure that you can communicate what those people are doing in the street is necessarily secession. They may be trying to communicate to their government, hey, Spaniards, calm the F down. Everything's like there's a whole range of stuff here.
But you're speculating. I mean, generally, if you're out in the streets,
I'm not speculating this. If you've got a business in Catalonia that reaches across the EU, which many businesses do because it's basically one big United States of Europe, and that business is going to fire a whole bunch of people when Catalonia secedes because they will no longer be a member of the EU, and Spain will fight like the dickens to keep them out, as will many other nations that currently have separatist movements. Italy comes to mind. There's several of them out there.
There are.
And so the likelihood of Catalonia getting into the EU is not so great. So it's going to have to negotiate. You don't. And some people don't.
Britain just left or is trying to leave the EU as we speak.
If you have a job at one of these companies that does business cross border, perhaps you do care.
Time to start moving out of Catalonia, then, I guess.
Right.
Because there have been companies that have already left the region because they're worried about this.
And imagine they'll move back once Catalonia gets its ability to do business across Europe. But I'm just trying to point out that I don't think necessarily that a lot of people, that some percentage of people that were supporting secession up to this point are like, whoa, 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 I didn't think we'd actually get it. I just wanted to get X, Y, or Z from the Spanish government, and I was taking secession as a path.
Well, if you don't want secession, don't get on board a secession movement, okay?
There's a precedent in the 1995 Quebec referendum. I think it was almost like 50% of the Quebec population voted to, and this was like, this would have happened, right? It's like a, legally, constitutional thing, for, the province of Quebec to leave Canada, and they lost by a small margin, and
so Quebec it was more than half, but they needed more.
It was slightly less.
They lost less than half.
Yeah, because
because sometimes you need to have more than half, like 60% or 66%.
It would have been, I think, whoever had the it was like 49-51. I forget exactly what it was. And so Quebec was given it was given a lot more autonomy, and it was given pretty much like unlimited welfare from the Canadian federal government. So, and you don't see you didn't see 50% of a population rioting or trying to forcibly secede. People were complacent. They were happy with what they got.
Right. It was just a vote. They weren't out in the streets in the hundreds of thousands.
There was a small like violent resistance movement in the 70s, but before the 95 referendum, there was one previously. They had huge rallies, right?
Really?
Huge rallies.
But not in 95.
Because the younger people wanted secession. They wanted self determination. Parti Québécois, that was the name. But the older people. The older French speakers liked Canada. Yeah, they liked for pension. They didn't like change, and that's.
Well, the nice thing is those folks are going to die off first, so maybe the Quebecans can try.
You know what would be really great is if the rest of Canada could vote whether or not to kick Quebec out, because that would be very interesting to see. Quebec has become essentially a leech upon Canada with all of the things it got from this 1995.
Really?
Right. Well, this is the point of the secession movement. Squeaky wheels get grease.
The point of the secession movement is to leave, dude.
To you.
to anybody, look, if you don't support secession, you shouldn't be going out in the streets to, like, take on the police. Right. If you don't support secession, then you shouldn't be, you know, putting your voice behind a secession movement. That's why there are, you know, movements like, Mark, you're a fan of the 10th Amendment Center that are pushing for kind of nullification
yeah.
of different laws individually. So you don't support secession because you support these baby steps. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And it's Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Whole Food Multi-Complete.
Whole Food Multi-Complete is a, well, it's more than a multivitamin. It's a multi-nutritional supplement because not only does it have vitamins and minerals, but it also has probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and all the other nutrients your body needs in a given day, week, month. And it's made of food as opposed to synthetic materials and that sort of thing. So if you were to try to replicate this by putting together these different supplements all into one, you'd probably be spending like $150 a month. But Whole Food Multi-Complete has been doing what the big guys won't quietly for about 15 years. The perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. You enter coupon code FTL, you'll receive 10% off your order. Every time, every order, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back that, yes, they take Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
The Spanish government is targeting Catalonians, politicians, their so-called leaders, as they are going after them for declaring independence from the nation of Spain last week. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, where we start with Skype, where Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Stefan.
I'd like to clarify on something Mark might have said a minute ago. He was saying something about how some people go out to vote for secession that don't actually support it.
That's what he was saying, yes. He was saying that those people are instead hoping to stir up some level of discussion that will lead towards more autonomy or some sort of special dispensation from the national government.
Well, Ian, you had seemed a little skeptical of that idea, but I honestly think that's more real than most people think.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying if you don't support secession, maybe you shouldn't get behind a secession movement.
Well, some people in Catalonia might have thought, this is pie in the sky. This just isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we got a big enough... It's kind of like some of the people in the United States that'll vote, you know, like third party. They'll think, you know, there's no way I'm going to win.
Do you think?
What if I?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you think that the person who thinks that in, let's say in Catalonia, a person who believes that, oh, this is pie in the sky, it's never going to happen, but I'll vote for it anyway, are they the kind of person who's going to go out into the streets, into the hot summer sun, and protest for hours on end?
You know, anything's possible. I'd be skeptical.
Doesn't seem likely.
I seem kind of skeptical of that idea, but, you know, a lot of people do honestly believe that going out and voting for something that is never going to happen, that they might prove a point. And in this case, there might have been enough of those people, same with the Brexit movement, who came out and showed that you can actually win on something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honestly, I don't think that Catalonia would apply to that. I mean, it would take a lot of, you know, a lot of the effort people to get out there and vote for it to have it win by, you know, 90%. I do believe there was some serious distraught there, though I'm not necessarily sure if, you know, the
police
were stopping.
Well, the argument there is that the people who were opposing secession didn't come out and vote because they didn't recognize the election or the vote as legitimate.
Now, you see, that's just them. If they don't go out and vote, I don't think they have any reason to complain.
Well, wait, just to be clear.
Vincent sitting next to Stefan.
Stefan, just to be clear, the Spanish government, the federal government, said, don't go vote in this election. And then
they said it was illegal.
On top of that, they sent an army of Darth Vaders in Looney Tunes boats to make sure that people didn't. Okay.
So in that case, it brings up a very important question. Do you think maybe that this motion wasn't nearly as popular as people thought, and that the police might have actually been stopping people who would have voted against it?
Absolutely. We know for certain that a percentage of the population is now voting against or voting for secession simply because of the reaction of the Spanish government. It turns out when you put a boot in Uncle Fidel's face that suddenly people are like, wow, that wasn't very nice.
Francisco, I think, for Spain.
Okay.
So in that case, it might not even be the will of the Catalan people. The people that might have wanted to stay didn't even show up to vote. So, can we really push this as a big secession movement if the popular opinion isn't there and a lot of the people that wanted to vote stayed home?
But if it's important to Ian, he can.
And this is important. I think the Catalonian secession movement is probably one of the most important secession movements in the world at the moment. It deserves close study.
People it's getting headlines.
Yeah, people need to look at it. It is making headlines, but it's probably not making that many in the United States as far as... Go ahead.
But the thing is, it could really go either way. You know, this could create one of two reactions. One...
Well, it's going both ways is actually what it's doing. It's not going necessarily either way. It's going both ways because you've got one group of people saying they're seceding, say bye-bye, and then there's the others in Spain saying, nuh-uh, no, you're not. Well, so where's this going to end?
What I meant is different reactions around the world. In the United States, it could go either way. People may think, hey, Catalonia can do it. Maybe, I don't know, California
Certainly.
Or Nebraska
the
can
California,
do it.
But then, the California secession movement came out recently. Some of them were saying that they don't think they're going to face the same troubles that Catalonia is facing.
And that's what I was going to point out. A lot of people who might have supported something like this might see what's happening in Catalonia and think, wait, this could be my family. This could be me. The police could come after me.
Sure. Yeah, risk is involved. I mean, that's why that this is such an important thing to talk about. It's an important thing to look at because there is a lot of fear surrounding the idea of secession, and for good reason. I mean, when cops come in and start drop-kicking people off of stairwells, throwing them down stairwells by their hair, picking them up by their hair, and just basically being thugs to people that are simply trying to go and vote in a referendum, you know, that's an indicator of, hey, this is a pretty serious political move, right? Like, your typical political moves are not generally controversial. The issue at hand might be controversial, let's say legalizing marijuana or whatever. But the process is very, very laid out. People know that if you want to legalize marijuana, the way you generally do it is you ask a state representative or whatever to sponsor legislation. They put it through a process. It either gets approved or disapproved. It either gets vetoed or, you know, voted into law. And, you know, we're all familiar. We saw the bill animated. What was it called? The things. I'm a bill.
I'm just
singing
a bill.
Song.
Oh, yeah. Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah.
Schoolhouse Rock. Thank you for that, Vince. I'm glad you remembered.
The I'm just a bill. He didn't remember. He's never seen one on television.
Sure, he has. That thing's been around forever.
Not on a television. On television.
I bet he has. Was
broadcast
it on television?
Or
it wasn't. No, it wasn't broadcast.
No,
it was in elementary school. They showed it. I think it was on a VHS.
It was on ABC. It was on ABC in the mornings. I remember that.
And you're 18, right?
Yeah, when I was like 6 or 7 years old,
See,
if you watched
Mark, that's classic.
ABC.
I only claimed that Vincent didn't see it on broadcast television, and I was correct.
But well, yes, I am going to say that it's good that people like you are covering it, and more people do need to know about secession, whether or not you agree. You know, there might be people like Mark who think
there's
ABC.
Yeah, I mean, it is scary to go up against a federal government, any federal government, whether it's the United States federal government, the Spanish federal government. These are people who have near to unlimited resources to crush whatever your movement is. But the fact is, if they're going to crush your movement, if they're going to use violence and all those resources against you, then that's more than that's more of a motivation to actually secede, because these people are thugs and I don't want anything to do with them. Thanks for the call, Stefan. This is Free Talk Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hello, $6,700 Bitcoin. Man. It's been an amazing last 24 hours for Bitcoin
price. Sell! It's all going to fall apart moments.
It could. There's some crazy forking going to be coming up possibly in the next couple weeks. But right now...
It is a forking mess.
Right now, the price is at record highs. Bitcoin, according to Bitcoin Average, as we are speaking, is hitting record highs again. I mean, it's been record highs multiple times over the last week. And right now, over $6,700, according to BitcoinAverage.com. So kudos to anybody out there who's been holding on and waiting patiently with their Bitcoin. We do need to talk more coming up, maybe not tonight, but at some point in the next couple of weeks, about this upcoming fork of Bitcoin that is scheduled currently for November 15th. So we're literally about 2 weeks away from this possibly disastrous situation. A lot of people are thinking it's going to be another free money handout, just like is what happened in August and last week, but maybe it won't work out that way this time. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to get all kinds of useful news about Bitcoin, you really ought to head over to Bitcoin.com. They've got a news section there. You can go to news.bitcoin.com, and you can get the latest headlines about the Bitcoin universe there. If you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, because now's a good time to start learning about it, Go to Bitcoin.com to do that. It's a great site. They've got a mining pool there. There's games that you can play with Bitcoin. So head over to Bitcoin.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Chris is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi. Am I on Free Talk Live?
This is Free Talk Live. Chris, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk inspiration because I don't know if you guys remember a while back that autistic kid who called in.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he was a young man.
I just wanted to say I feel bad about him because I have it as well. And inspiration's like, I don't know, like a favorite cartoon character or someone that really inspires him. He should really look up to that person because it could help him because it helped me a lot.
So tell me about that. I mean, what is an inspiration for you or who is an inspiration for you and how did that help you being autistic? Because autism is like... Like what, the inability to interact socially with people, and there's different levels of it? I don't know how you define the thing.
Yeah, exactly like you said it. My inspiration is I'm sorry if this sounds weird, but he's a game character called Sweet Tooth on Twisted Metal, and he gets through a lot, so I found him inspiring.
So Sweet Tooth has lots of iterations, right?
You played this game? Familiar with
this
game?
Oh, yeah. I've got Twisted Metal 2 through Black.
Wow, all right. And, I'm glad you're here because I knew what the game was. For listeners that don't know, it is a multiplayer or single-player game where you're,
driving, game,
you're driving around and you have
but
guns
you got weapons,
on your car, and the objective of the game is to blow the crap out of basically everybody else in the game.
Right, so Sweet Tooth is a homicidal maniac dressed as a clown that kills his fellow players.
Okay.
And, the caller finds him inspirational. I'm just wondering exactly which iteration of Sweet Tooth you find to be the most inspirational.
Just because he's a clown, I've always been liking clowns ever since I was a little kid.
Have you considered becoming a clown?
Don't ask him if he's considered becoming homicidal.
No.
Okay, good. Well, Chris, thank you for sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, the question is,
you think he was kidding?
Was that a crank call, a brilliant crank call, or an okay crank call, or was it a real story from an autistic guy?
He certainly got the voice right.
There's an autistic voice?
Well, there's... Okay. Autistic, it depends on where you're on the spectrum. People could sound different, right? You know, some could sound like you or me. Okay. But Denver's kind of like voice, the voice that you hear, this guy's kind of slow. Like, that voice was pretty good.
So you're saying from your expertise on autism that this guy fits the bill?
I'm going to say that it was... probably a crank of some sort. But I like the idea that somebody just calls in with some random topic to discuss.
As long as they don't yell out the F word or something like that, I'm totally fine.
Yeah, fine by me. I will say that Sweet Tooth, to me, is just more this meme, the social idea that somehow clowns are bad or dangerous.
That was real big last year. I mean, obviously people are still afraid.
The movie It just came out.
Yeah, but it was last year at about this time, there was like pre-publicity for the It movie, and there were these people that were, they weren't getting arrested, most of them, but they were getting photographed, coming out of wooded locations or in cities, dressed in clown outfits, and it was going viral on the internet. Now, of course, it was all likely being done as a prank or, just as a setup to try to get a picture to go viral and get somebody's Instagram account to go viral, that kind of thing. And to some extent, for some people, it did work. It generated headlines, that's for sure. The mainstream media picked up on it. But I don't know. I haven't seen the same level of clown craze this year, at least recently, even though you're right, the movie itself has been released.
This has been going on for a very long time. It started with Stephen King's It, but
is that what started it?
What about John Wayne Gacy?
Did Gacy
come after It or before It?
Probably before It.
I can tell you as a kid, clowns didn't bother me at all. You hired one to entertain at the birthday party sometimes. Bozo the Clown had a nationally syndicated TV show.
That was huge.
Game show. Ronald McDonald was the pitch man for the most successful restaurant in the history of Earth. To me, clowns, clowns were never...
John Wayne Gacy, otherwise known as Pogo the Clown, was before It.
Okay.
So instead of speculating here, here's a little bit of information from, of all places, the Smithsonian. The History and Psychology of Clowns Being Scary. Subject, you aren't alone in your fear of makeup-clad entertainers. People have been frightened by clowns for centuries. There's a word, albeit one not recognized by the Oxford English Dictionary or any psychology manual, for the excessive fear of clowns. Coulrophobia, spelled C-O-U-L-rophobia. Not a lot of people actually suffer from a debilitating phobia of clowns. A lot more people, however, just don't like them. Do a Google search for I Hate Clowns, and the first hit is IHateClowns.com, a forum for clown haters that also offers vanity at I Hate Clowns emails. One I Hate Clowns Facebook page has just under 480,000 likes. This story, by the way, published in 2013. Some circuses have held workshops to help visitors get over their fear of clowns by letting them watch performers transform into their clown persona. I mean, that's ridiculous, but I guess people are really freaked out. In Sarasota, Florida, by the way, where Mark and I are from, in 2006, communal loathing for clowns took a criminal turn when dozens of fiberglass clown statues, part of a public art exhibition called Clowning Around Town, and a nod to the city's history as a winter haven for traveling circuses, were defaced. Their limbs were broken, heads lopped off, spray painted. Two were abducted, and we can only guess at their sad fates. Even the people who are supposed to like clowns, children, supposedly don't. In 2008, a widely reported University of Sheffield, England survey of 250 children between the ages of 4 and 16 found that most of the children disliked and even feared images of clowns. The BBC's report on the study featured a child psychologist who broadly declared, quote, "Very few children like clowns. They are unfamiliar and come from a different era. They don't look funny. They just look odd." Unquote. But most clowns aren't trying to be odd. They're trying to be silly and sweet, fun personified. So the question is, when did the clown, supposedly a jolly figure of innocuous kid-friendly entertainment, become so weighed down by fear and sadness? When did clowns become so dark? Well, maybe they always have been. Clowns as pranksters, jesters, jokers, harlequins, and mythologized tricksters have been around for ages. They appear in most cultures. Pygmy clowns made Egyptian pharaohs laugh in 2500 BCE. In ancient imperial China, a court clown called Yuzi was, according to the lore, the only guy who could poke holes in Emperor Qi Xin Huang's plan to paint the Great Wall of China. Hopi Native Americans had a tradition of clown-like characters who interrupted serious dance rituals with ludicrous antics. And ancient Rome's clown was a stock fool called the Stupidus. The court jesters of medieval Europe were sanctioned way for people under the feudal thumb to laugh at the guys in charge. And there's more coming up. You can share your thoughts on the fear of clowns in moments. How did you get yours, if you have one?
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk about it. Toll free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We weren't intending to talk about this subject, but this is how Free Talk Live works. You call in, you bring something up, and then we go off on tangents that we never intended to. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
In this case, Mark had said that he believed that it was the movie It, or the book, that had spawned such fear of clowns, and I'm sure Stephen King would love to take all the credit for that, but no, fear of clowns goes way back, according to the Smithsonian, which is saying it goes back for hundreds of years. We'll continue with that, but also want to let you know how to keep up to date with the latest with Free Talk Live. You can sign up for our email updates over at freetalklive.com. Just use the email sign-up box. It's right in the middle, front top area of the page. So get signed up there. We'll send you a once-a-week, basically, email update, unless I happen to forget about it, which does happen from time to time. So generally, it's once a week. Go to freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. So they're talking about the history of clowns, you know, court jesters, court clowns, pygmy clowns in the Egyptian days, 2500 BCE. So we're talking about clowns go way back. But it says here that, again, the Smithsonian Magazine, but clowns have always had a dark side, says David Kaiser, director of talent for Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. After all, these were characters who reflected a funhouse mirror back on society. Academics note that their comedy was often derived from their voracious appetites for food, sex, and drink, and their manic behavior. Quote, so in one way, the clown has always been an impish spirit. As he's kind of grown up, he's always been about fun, but part of that fun has been a bit of mischief. Mischief is one thing, homicidal urges is certainly another. What's changed about clowns is how the darkness is manifest, argued Andrew McConnell, the dean of undergraduate education at University of Buffalo. Andrew Stott, the dean, is the author of several articles on scary clowns in comedy, as well as The Pantomime Life of Joseph Grimaldi, a much-lauded 2009 biography of the famous comic pantomime player on the Regency London stage. Grimaldi was the first recognizable ancestor of the modern clown, sort of the Homo erectus of clown evolution. He's the reason why clowns are still sometimes called Joeys. Though his clowning was of a theatrical and not a circus tradition, Grimaldi is so identified with modern clowns that a church in East London has conducted a Sunday service in his honor every year since 1959, with congregants all dressed in full clown regalia.
Oh my.
In his day, Grimaldi was hugely visible. It was claimed that a full eighth of London's population had seen him on stage. Grimaldi made the clown the leading character of the pantomime, changing the way he looked and acted. Before him, a clown may have worn makeup, but it was usually just a bit of rouge on the cheeks to heighten the sense of them being florid, funny drunks, or rustic yokels. Grimaldi, however, suited up in bizarre, colorful costumes, stark white face paint punctuated by spots of bright red on his cheeks and topped with a blue mohawk. He was a master of physical comedy. He leapt in the air, stood on his head, fought himself in hilarious fisticuffs that had his audiences rolling in the aisles, as well as of satire lampooning the absurd fashions of the day, comic impressions, and ribald songs. But because Grimaldi was such a star, the character he'd invented became closely associated with him.
Yep.
And Grimaldi,
he got typecast.
Right. Grimaldi's real life was anything but comedy. He'd grown up with a tyrant of a stage father. He was prone to bouts of depression. Boy, what a surprise. Another comedian who is prone to bouts of depression. Ring a bell? Robin Williams, anyone?
Well, no, it's just really common.
Yes, yeah, it is. His first wife died during childbirth. His son was an alcoholic clown who drank himself to death by age 31.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, and Grimaldi.
You can get fatty liver by 31, man. It's like you haven't been sober since you were 12.
And Grimaldi's physical gyrations, the leaps and tumbles and violent slapstick that had made him famous, left him in constant pain and prematurely disabled. As Grimaldi himself joked, quote, "I am grim all day, but I make you laugh at night," unquote. That Grimaldi could make a joke about it highlights how well-known his tragic real life was to his audiences. Enter the young Charles Dickens. After Grimaldi died penniless and an alcoholic in 1837, according to the coroner's verdict, he died by the visitation of God. Dickens was charged
never heard that before
with editing Grimaldi's memoirs. Dickens had already hit upon the dissipated drunken clown theme in his 1836 Pickwick Papers. In the serialized novel, he describes an off-duty clown, reportedly inspired by Grimaldi's son, whose inebriation and ghastly, wasted body contrasted with his white face paint and clown costume. Unsurprisingly, Dickens' version of Grimaldi's life was, well, Dickensian, and Scott says, imposed a strict economy. For every laugh he wrought from his audiences, Grimaldi suffered commensurate pain. Stott credits Dickens with watering the seeds in popular imagination of the scary clown. He'd even go so far as to say Dickens invented the scary clown. So here you go, Mark. So we are talking about a writer in this case.
Okay.
But it wasn't Stephen King. By creating a figure who is literally destroying himself to make his audiences laugh, what Dickens did was to make it difficult to look at a clown without wondering what was going on underneath the makeup. Says Stott, quote, "It becomes impossible to disassociate the character from the actor," unquote. That Dickens's version of Grimaldi's memoirs was massively popular meant that this perception of something dark and troubled being masked by humor would stick. Meanwhile, on the heels of Grimaldi's fame in Britain, the major clown figure on the continent was Jean-Gaspard de Barrou's Perrault, a clown with white face paint punctuated by red lips and black eyebrows, whose silent gesticulations delighted French audiences. De Barrou was well known on the streets of Paris, or as well known as Grimaldi was in London, recognized even without his makeup. But where Grimaldi was tragic, De Barrou was sinister. In 1836, he killed a boy with a blow from his walking stick after the youth shouted insults at him on the street. He was ultimately acquitted of the murder. So the two biggest clowns of the early modern clowning era were troubled men underneath that face paint. After Grimaldi and Devereaux's heyday, pantomime and theatrical traditions changed. Clowning largely left the theater for the relatively new arena of the circus. The circus got its start in the mid-1760s with British entrepreneur Philip Astley's equestrian shows, exhibitions of feats of horsemanship in a circular arena. These trick riding shows soon began attracting other performers, along with jugglers, trapeze artists, acrobats, came clowns. By the mid-19th century, clowns had become a sort of hybrid Grimaldian personality that fit in much more with the sort of general overall less nuanced style of clowning in the big top, says Stott. Clowns were comic relief from the thrills and chills of the daring circus acts, an anarchic presence that complemented the precision of the acrobats or horse riders. At the same time, their humor necessarily became broader. The clowns had more space to fill, so their movements and actions needed to be more obvious. But clowning was still very much tinged with dark hilarity. French literary critic Edmond de Goncourt, writing in 1876, said of them, quote, "The clown's art is now rather terrifying and full of anxiety and apprehension. Their suicidal feats, their monstrous gesticulations, and frenzied mimicry reminding one of the courtyard of a lunatic asylum," he said. Then there's the 1892 Italian opera, Pagliacci.
I mean, that guy's overstating it a bit, huh?
Pagliacci, which was called Clowns, in which the cuckolded main character, an actor of the Grimaldian clown mold, murders his cheating wife on stage during a performance. Clowns were unsettling and a great source for drama.
He was a cuck.
England exported the circus and its clowns to America, where the genre blossomed. In late 19th century America, the circus went from a one-ring horse act to a three-ring extravaganza that traveled the country on railways. Venues and humor changed, but images of troubled, sad, tragic clowns remained. Emmett Kelly, for example, was the most famous of the American hobo clowns, the sad-faced men with 5 o'clock shadows and tattered clothes who never smiled, but who were nonetheless hilarious. Kelly's Weary Willie was born of actual tragedy, the breakup of his marriage and America's sinking financial situation in the 1930s. Clowns had sort of a heyday in America with the television age and children's entertainers like Clarabelle the Clown, Howdy Doody's silent partner, and Bozo the Clown, who you mentioned earlier. Bozo, by the way, by the mid-60s, was beloved host of a hugely popular internationally syndicated children's show. There was a 10-year wait to get tickets to see Bozo the Clown.
Wow.
Howdy Doody's silent partner and Bozo the Clown. In 1963, McDonald's brought out Ronald McDonald, who everybody knows by this point, the hamburger happy clown, who's been a brand ambassador ever since. Although heavy is the head that wears the red wig, in 2011, health activists claimed that he, like Joe Camel did for smoking, was promoting an unhealthy lifestyle for children. Of course, McDonald's didn't ditch him, but he has been seen playing a lot more soccer. But this heyday also heralded a real change in what a clown was. Before the early 20th century, there was little expectation that clowns had to be an entirely unadulterated symbol of fun, frivolity, and happiness. Pantomime clowns, for example, were characters who had more adult-oriented storylines. But clowns were now almost solely for children's entertainment. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. It's fascinating stuff. I think we've gotten up to the current time. There's more, but we'll leave it as is. And you can share your thoughts. Are you afraid of clowns? How'd that happen for you? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.